24/7, 365. You're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
Hello, tis I, DJ Tangent, here on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, with a pre-recorded episode of Numbers with Wings. I'm pre-recording because I'm going to a show this afternoon. In fact, I should be there right now. But a fun thing, I had some time in the archives, the stacks and stacks of vinyl, and I found the theme song on vinyl. So we're going to do it a little differently today and play it on vinyl. So take it away, boys. Here we go.
I got a number with wings.
Alrighty, I'm back. Tis I, DJ Tangent, here on Numbers with Wings. So, what did we hear? We heard the theme song, Numbers with Wings, by the Bongos, and a song by A Flock of Seagulls, which, if you look at the album, which I did, it's called I Ran. If you look on the streaming service, or the cover tune by the Beaches, it's I Ran, bracket, so far away, close bracket. Either or, I just had a craving for some 80s, so I played that, because gotta have some 80s with the synthetic drums and loads of delay on the guitar. And then the third song there was Dogs in the Park by 47 Teeth, whose show I will be at this moment in time. So, what's up next? How about some new music? So, actually last week, DJ Over Easy played a song by Deja Voodoo, and they broke up a number of years ago, and the drummer passed away from some form of cancery thing. And the guitar player and singer Gerard Van Herk had done a few tunes with Bloodshot Bill, which I've played more than once. Yeah, more than once for sure. But he has a new album out. It's called Martian Kiss. So I am going to play the title song of that, followed up by another brand spanker, come on D, by a band who I shall only refer to as Holy F, or as our good friend Noof would call them, Holy Frig. I saw them at Wolf Island Music Festival last year. They were magicians. I don't know how they were making music out of this stuff they were doing, but it was really cool. So Gerard Van Herk followed by Holy F.
Thank you.
Hello, tis I, Digitangent, back here on Numbers with Wings. So that was Gerard Van Herk and Holy F. Gerard Van Herk, actually, he sort of, when he, while he was retired from the music industry, he was a professor at, I believe, Concordia. Pretty cool. So I thought, well, earlier today, I was looking at my record collection at home, and I saw this CD sitting beside, well, sort of leaning up against the speaker, and I thought, what's that? I said, So it is a deluxe edition of the Jam's All Mod Cons, so it's probably been remastered and all that stuff. And it's got like 14 bonus tracks. Gosh. Huh. I really should listen to this more often. It's one of those things, you know, I bought it and it was sitting there. It also has a DVD, on the making of the album. So I was looking at what songs are on there. And I saw song number 6, In the Crowd, which made me think of Absolute Losers and their song that I played more than once called In the Crowd. And I think, hey, that's kind of a tangent thing. Play two songs with the same name.
Sunshine when I'm in the crowd, I don't see anything. I fall into a trance at the supermarket. The night blows me along as I catch falling cans. Our babies are toast. Technology is a must. And everyone sees just like me. They struggle hard to set themselves free. They're waiting for the change. When I'm in the crowd, I can't remember my name. And my only link is plastic walls I scream. When I'm in the crowd, I don't see anything. Sometimes I think that it's a bluff. An equilibrium melting pot. The government sponsors on the hand. When I'm in the crowd, when I'm in the crowd.
to quit you three or four times. It's kind of funny, 'cause you're not even mine. Never thought of myself as an addict before. No one labels you sick, they just call you.
Is I, DJ Tangent. So what we had there was In the Crowd by The Jam. In the Crowd by Absolute Losers, who I would be willing to wager have listened to a Jam album at some point in their lives. Just maybe based on the album cover and stuff. And then followed that up with a brand spanker called Quit You by Friday's Child and The Lost Congregation, a local country adjacent act, I guess. You see them around town a lot, like Evan, the multi-instrumentalist, as he is self-identified, and he was on the Instagram yesterday. Apparently he's a closet ABBA fan, but he also plays bass in Dusty Coyote, I believe. I think, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, definitely, that's where I've seen him as well. Good dude, I met him at Spring River. And every time I see him, he remembers me. So, hey, it's a win in my book. All right, so we've come to the part of the show that I'm sure you've been waiting for. The Bible of Bop. We are on the last two songs on side two, which is actually, if I actually looked at the album, yeah, I know, I looked at the album, it's called Chapter 2, and then verse are the songs. So the two songs are Fishing, which is done with members of the DBs, and Hey, War Pig, which is done with Katrina and the Waves. And then I've got some more fun stuff after that, but for now, it's time for Kimberly Rue.
That you do.
is I, DJ Tangent, back here in Lower Carruthers Hall of Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, Canada, K7L3N6. That was Kimberly Rue with Fishing and Hey War Pig, another brand spanker from local band Rev Zed. As I was listening to it, the vocal sound reminded me of the Dickies, so I'm going to play a song by the Dickies called Fan Mail. If you aren't familiar with the Dickies, if you're a guitar player and you want a challenge, on their album The Incredible Shrinking Dickies, they do a cover of Paranoid by Black Sabbath that is about, I don't know, 200 times faster than the original. I'd challenge you to play without cramping. Anyway, I digress. Surprise. Rev Zed, Welcome to the Real World, and Fan Mail by the Dickies.
Wake up and love the car and take it forward.
Oh, yeah. The Dickies. Gotta love them. Yeah, fan mail. I wonder what that's like. Okay, so we got about 10 minutes left. Let's see what we can throw on here. By here, I mean on Numbers with Wings with your host, me, DJ Tangent. Okay. I'm going to play a Canadian and brand spanker. So Electric Lemonade, they're from the Yukon. They tell stories of queer desire, mental health struggle, and falling out friendships. Oh, the song is called Sinners, by the way. They started in 2024, vocalist and electric guitar virtuoso Sarah Murphy, she, her, was in a folk rock band and said, nah, I gotta do something else. So she went to get a tarot reading from a friend, and the message was clear: you already have everything you need. Turns out it was true. Two of the band members, bassist Hannah Mazurek, they, them, and drummer Rob Jones, he, him, and they formed a trio, and they made these songs. The debut LP is cheekily titled All These Songs Are About You. Huh. So the song Sinners defines their ability to pair daring sounds, deft lyrics, and unexpected twists. It's an overtly queer love song, and it, in quotes, captures what it was like growing up in a small town before being openly queer. Queer, not clear. Jeez. Would talk to me about music. Yeah. So, yeah, I listened to it earlier, and I liked it, so I'm going to play it. Anyway, here we go. Electric Lemonade, Sinners.
Thank you.
minutes in it. Yeah, I'm going to play a song by Snail Mail. Lindsay Jordan is Snail Mail's government name. The album is going to be, well, I guess it is called Ricochet, but it's not going to be released till March 27th. This is a teaser track. Get you hooked. Yeah, so it says here, she returns to assert herself as a generational songwriter, clear-eyed and honest as ever. She remains a sensitive soul. Her early music largely dealt with matters of the heart. And now she's writing about misery because she's good at it. But she's not bathing in her own agony anymore. My goodness. Unfortunately, this thing talks about the luminous opener, but the song that they give you isn't the luminous opener. So, I don't know. What is this called? The song is called Dead End. And that should probably take us to the end of my time. As usual, we'll be followed by good old Julian Taylor and his jukebox. An actual professional DJ. Oh yeah, I actually didn't miss his show last week. It's been postponed, and I think I saw, or it was postponed. I believe I saw somewhere that it's the 28th, which would be Thursday? Friday? No. Thursday. I don't know. One of those days. No, Wednesday. Yeah. Use your calendar. Anyway, tis I, DJ Tangent. This has been Numbers with Wings.
These days I don't recognize you. KPP Concerts and CFRC 101.9 FM are turning up the heat this winter with a stacked lineup of shows. At the Broom Factory, don't miss out on Metal Fusion cellist extraordinaire Raphael Weinreth Brown on January 23rd. On February 14th, you can see local rockers Casador take the stage, while Canadian punk rockers The Flatliners are live on February 20th. And don't miss out on Daniel Romano's Outfit on March 13th, followed by Schoolhouse and Braden Lamb on March 15th. And the winter season rounds up with The Sheepdogs live at Kingston Grand Theatre on March 16th. For a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com.
Hey, this is Cleo, and I hope you folks will join me Tuesdays at 5 for my new show, All